You wrote the article about diversity in the newsroom and kind of your goals for diversity for the Journal Star and improving that. You talked a little bit about both the newsroom demographics and the type of stories the paper covers, if you could just expand a little bit upon that.
Well, I think, first of all, you know, the staff here is doing a good job, you know, and we have a lot of experience and we have a lot of talent in our newsroom, whether it's writers, photographers, or editors. And in the course of getting to know people, you know, I have enjoyed learning the different personalities in our newsroom and things of that nature. Although we've been, I guess, you know, we're not working out of the newsroom because of the pandemic. So in terms of what our newsroom looks like, it is overwhelmingly white, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know, and it is overwhelmingly male. And again, this is not anything against, you know, any gender or race or anything like that. But the important thing is that you want to reflect the community. And if you have a balance of male and female and, you know, different races in the newsroom, I think you can better reflect that in your coverage. And certainly, I think we're actually pretty close in terms of race and, you know, reflecting the community. We're not far off there. But in terms of gender, it's kind of out of balance with, you know, in our community. And I think nationally, it's about 50-50 male and female. And in our newsroom, we just have one female reporter. And so it's just way out of balance there. And so it was just something that we would like to improve, and something that also, you know, we're just telling the community what our newsroom looks like. So, you know, there are parts of Peoria, maybe it's different races that don't feel as represented in our coverage. And I think we've covered all areas of the community, but we just want to make sure we're doing more.
Gotcha. So when you talk a little bit about the makeup, you mentioned kind of the lack of women in the newsroom specifically. So how do you go about changing that? Does that go into hiring more people over the next 5 years in terms of goals?
I think the main thing I want to say is, you know, we'll hire the best people for an available job. But, you know, in our company, Gannett, we, you know, strive to have a diverse pool of candidates. And so whether it's male, female, black, white, or Hispanic, you want to have, you know, the best pool of candidates so you can make the best decisions. So one way to do that is certainly hiring. And then, you know, the other thing that I think people may overlook, and I don't want them to overlook with this story, is that, you know, we want to have, you know, diversity and coverage too. That's just as important. Like, the people in the newsroom can cover diverse communities with the current makeup, but, you know, it's I think it's always good to have, again, a good mixture of people, young and old, and even some of the veteran reporters here will be like, oh, we'd love to have an intern or, you know, a younger reporter come in. So I don't think that, you know, again, there's different layers to diversity, age, gender, and race. So we're just looking to strike a healthy balance in all three.
And in your article, you linked to a couple examples of the diversity in coverage. One was the article about WNBD reporter Treasure Roberts wearing braids on the air, and the other one was, I believe, about Grandpa John's Rib Shack, which was a legendary restaurant here in Peoria. So those are kind of examples of what you're talking about in terms of kind of improving or widening the breadth of the type of stories you're covering.
Correct. And, you know, those were just recent articles from the past month that I've been here. And, you know, Phil, you know, Luciano, our columnist and reporter, you know, that was an idea he had on his own, you know. And story he wrote just this weekend about a West Peoria man running and, you know, fighting racism, running with a sign miles and miles per day every morning to, you know, bring attention to racism and bullying. And so that's another story about, you know, a diverse story. And Phil, he does this all the time. So, again, I do want to emphasize that we have already been covering, you know, in diverse communities. And, you know, he did this on his own. And he's always kind of done that. But I also want to say, you know, we're just trying to do it more than maybe we have in the past. So that's, you know, I just want to be clear. It's like, you know, when you say you're doing more, people say, oh, you never do it. No, I don't think that's the case.
And just to circle back for a second here, just to talk about you a little bit here. So you're a Michigan native. You've worked in papers in Mississippi, South Carolina, and you've been here in Peoria for, I think, a little bit over a month now. Just kind of your first impressions of the community. I mean, what do you think?
Oh, I think people have been very nice. Most of my interactions have come with people in the newsroom, obviously. But, you know, I've been out to eat down on the riverfront and, you know, stayed in the hotel downtown. So I've gotten, you know, a nice greeting from folks. I will say when I, my very first time here, riding around in the cab, and people told me don't move here. The cab drivers told me not to move here, but I didn't listen to them. So, you know, by and large, you know, there is a you know, pride in Peoria, and you know, and people are nice. One man gave me a ride from the airport to my hotel because I had my phone screen went out on my first trip here. So that's just an example of, you know, the kindness that you know, people have shown me early on.
Was there anything else you wanted to add, or you wanted to let people know about things you're working on at the Journal Star that they might not know about and might find interesting?
Well, you know, just check us out at pjstar.com. You know, the biggest storyline in the country right now is what's happening with schools and how they try to slow the spread of coronavirus, but also provide education that, you know, families and parents want to see. And then it's also, you know, in terms of schools and things like that, athletes, you know, and sports. So, you know, there's a bunch of different viewpoints and topics on that. And then so we'll have a lot of coverage as it relates to that and other things.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.